Hey, how you guys doing today?
It's your boy Ryan Elder. Listen, we're going to talk about The Last Dance today. We're going to talk about that Jordan series, the documentary that they're doing on ESPN right now. I just wanted to touch on that a little bit. Also, but first I wanted to talk about the current state of the NBA. As y'all know, we're going through this coronavirus stuff, and the season may or may not even resume this year. So my thing is this. I'm telling you, man, a lot of sports fans are really disappointed. As myself, I'm a huge NBA fan, that, you know, our season was abruptly ended because of this coronavirus. Now, I understand we got to be safe and everything. And from my perspective, I pretty much think it's done. They just need to start fresh for next year. That's what I would do to stay safe. But, you know, you never know. Might crank that thing up in June, July. You never know. But with all that being said, I do want to say this. If they do resume it, that would be great. But the thing is, it's okay. Now, you know, it's later on in the summer. You might not have that much, well, you're going to have the sponsorship, but you just might not have the viewership because everybody's going to be on vacation, you know, in the middle of the summer. Don't nobody want to sit at home and watch, you know, NBA playoff games in the summer. So everybody's out and about, you know what I mean? So I think it would be best just to start it fresh when the season begins, you know, in late October, early November, when it actually starts. That's just my opinion. Okay. Also, now let's talk about the Jordan documentary, The Last Dance. Now, this has been a great eye opener. It's been must see TV for me. I'm a huge Michael Jordan fan. I'm from Illinois. So, believe it or not, I got to see Michael play one time, and he came. I lived in Peoria, Illinois at the time. He came to the Peoria Civic Center, played an exhibition game against the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is way before LeBron's time. This is when they had like Michael Cage or whatever his name was. I remember him, big strong dude with a big Jerry curl. So funny. But Michael came out there and absolutely put on a show and destroyed the Cavs. I mean, he was playing that game like it was a playoff game. But Michael took that approach to all his games, which, you know, the documentary clearly shows you. But that's what he did. I mean, that's when they had Michael, Scottie, and Dennis Rodman. So that had to be, what, 98? Probably that last year, because I remember seeing all of them. Luke Longley, Ron Harper, you know, all those guys that they had back then. Man, it was unstoppable team back then. I'm telling you, man, that's some of the best basketball you ever wanted to see if you're an NBA fan, because to me, that was the golden era of the 90s, you know, end of the 90s, beginning of the 2000s when Kobe was coming in. Man, that was some great basketball. And for me, I was totally depressed when Jordan retired. Well, basically when he left the Bulls, because he was just a shell of his self, you know, 99, 2000 or whatever, when he was playing for the Wizards. Nobody really wanted to see that version of Michael. He was just, you know, out there. Looked like he was just out there scrimmaging with the boys. He wasn't the same man, you know. But it's all good. He got his 6 rings, 6 MVPs, 6 titles. You know, to me, still the greatest basketball player I've seen in my lifetime. Of course, if you're going by stats alone, he's not the greatest basketball player of all time. That was Wilt Chamberlain. Not Wilt Chamberlain. That was Kareem. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But with all that being said, every era had different level of play. You know, I'm sure back in Wilt's time, it was different. Back in, you know, of course, Jordan's time, it was different. And now we got LeBron James, who's running the show pretty much in the NBA. And he's on his way out. So we're going to see the new guys like Giannis and Kawhi and those guys take over the league and be the leaders. So I'm assuming the next face of the NBA after him is going to be Giannis. And then we were looking forward to Zion Williamson, see him kind of blossom. He needs a couple of years. Once he gets that jumper down, boy, he's going to be a bad boy. But anyway, I know I done totally went left with the conversation, but I do want to say this about the Jordan documentary so far. It was funny because Jordan gave a story about Peoria, where I'm from. Good old Peoria. We get on the map again for Michael when he was visiting here in Peoria. And he told the story of how he was with his teammates and they invited him in a room. And the room was full of, you know, debauchery. The boom boom room, if that's what you want to call it. And he was like, man, if I get caught in this room right here, I'm going straight to prison. So, you know, I get it. I think Kobe went through the same situation. I've heard stories of him saying he didn't want to be all around, all that type of stuff, all the extracurricular activities that guys do in the NBA, which we all know they do. Every sports team does. But he was so focused on basketball, his love of the game, his commitment to, he just wanted to play ball. You know, he's kind of like, just reminds me of the modern day Kevin Durant. He just want to play ball, you know, type of person who just in the gym constantly, you know, he just unstoppable. But that's why people like that are so good. They're so unstoppable because they have a stronger passion for the game and they work harder than anybody else on their game. That's why they're so good. They're untouchable pretty much. Can't hold him one-on-one. That was Jordan. You could not hold him. You could beat him up in the lane. He'd still make the shot. He was strong. He knew how to finish. His instincts, his timing, his footwork. I mean, he had it all. He had the defense. I mean, defensive player of the year. You know, oh my God. Not to shade LeBron or anything, but LeBron just didn't have the killer instincts like Michael when it came to defense, when it came to, you know, hitting that clutch shot when it needed to be hit. He was like, give me the ball and move out the way. That type of attitude. You know what I mean? And to LeBron's credit, he's kind of had that, you know, in his latter years. But I kind of wish he'd have had that back in 2003, you know, when he first came on the scene. Because, boy, he'd have been, LeBron would have been something special if he had that same mentality Mike had. I'm going to tell you that right now. Anyway, enough about him. Mike, though, let me tell you something. Michael Jordan was an awesome player. I think, for the most part, he's one of the only players that I know in this league that became so successful in his career and after his career than I've ever seen. It's like unprecedented. I mean, you're talking about a guy that, I mean, when he was playing in the league, it seemed like he was unguardable. You hear other players' stories, which I love gathering. I love hearing other stories of people talking about they were trash talking Mike, and Mike was telling them, you know, Mike did a lot of trash talking, which I'm sure you'll probably see in the later stories that come up within the documentary. Mike talked major trash, but he backed it up too. So it wasn't like he was a Gary Payton. No, just talking trash, but wasn't really doing it. Mike was a true killer. If he said he gonna come down, hit this J in your face, that's exactly what he did. And, you know, when you're, you're at that level he's at where, you know, you're confident in yourself, you're confident in your game, you can do that. You know, you can just do that to people and they can't do nothing about it, but sit there and watch it happen. You know, kind of remind me of myself back in my day, but that's enough about me. I digress. Listen, what I do want to say, though, is this, man. Michael was an awesome player, one of the best I've ever seen in my lifetime. Sure, there won't, to me, won't be another person like him. I'm sure there'll be others that will be similar to him, but of course, you got to be you, right? So I wouldn't dare try to compare them to Mike. I just hope there's somebody who comes back with that killer instinct, who makes the game super exciting again. And not just one person. I want to see several people. Because back then in the 90s, man, you had whole teams that were good. I'm talking about the Spurs. I'm talking about the Lakers. I'm talking about Sacramento Kings was even good back in the 90s. I mean, the battles they used to have with the Lakers. The Orlando Magic were awesome when they had Penny and Shaq. You know, 76ers with Allen Iverson. I mean, the Miami Heat with Tim Hardaway. And, you know, then you had T-Mac coming through. He was killing everybody. Brandon Roy for the Blazers. Grant Hill. All these people who injuries, you know, shortened their career. But, man, these guys were incredible back in the 90s. I mean, if y'all ever get a chance to watch these people on YouTube, look them up, man. These were some bad boys. I'm trying to tell you. And, you know, these are the competition type players Mike played against. Mike had so much competition back then. I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, this league nowadays is definitely not as strong as it was back in the 90s and early 2000s. It's not. You can't even compare it. There were so many better players. I know the game has changed. I know these kids nowadays are more athletic. They can do things. They're shooting more threes. They're not playing no down low ball in the post no more, but that's okay. You know, we're us old heads like me are, you know, trying to adapt to the new style, which is fun. It's exciting. They changed the shot clock, you know, down to 24 seconds. They can't hold the ball all day. You hardly ever see a 3 seconds in the lane call anymore, you know, because nobody play in the post like that anymore. So things have changed. Times have changed. But let me tell you, the game still to me will always be fun, always be exciting. And I hope and I pray that you guys, you know, hit me back with some feedback, what y'all think about this podcast, because I can talk about the history of the NBA, but I want to stay on topic with this Michael Jordan series. I think it's been great. I think he's been great entertainment during these coronavirus times. And that's why I'm documenting this, because, you know, this time and period, I want everybody to stay safe. I want everybody to, you know, keep their family safe. Still keep a safe distance, you know, wear your protective stuff that you need to wear, and, you know, we'll get through this thing. God will see you through, man. Just use wisdom, all right? That's my little sidebar there. I just had to throw that in there. But Jordan, I'm telling you, there wasn't a player like him. Scottie Pippen as well. I mean, he couldn't do it alone. He had to have Scottie. Scottie was a beast, too. Scottie doesn't get enough credit, man. He really does. Because if you saw what I saw back in those days in the mid-90s, you know, they were just incredible. Early to mid-90s. I mean, the Bulls actually could have had probably about 8 straight championships if Jordan didn't retire. And he retired in 94, went to go play with the White Sox for a little while. Man, I'm telling you, they would have won in 94, 95, 96. You know, Jordan actually lost in 1995. To the Orlando Magic, which they'll probably tell that story, but a lot of you may or may not know. But, you know, he wasn't up to par. You know what I mean? He wasn't the same player he was back in 93. So it took him, a year to get himself back right. And he proved it. 96, 97, 98, won 3 straight titles after winning the previous 3 in 91, 92, 93. So let me tell you something. It wasn't just Jordan. He, of course, it takes a whole team to win. But believe me, he was the heart and the pump and blood of that Chicago Bulls machine. They were bad. Let me tell you, that was a bad team. And I hope y'all enjoy watching this documentary as much as I did, because it's just awesome. I mean, I love these stories that are coming out. You know, everybody's talking about it, and even down to the trainers, you know, who saw what he did personally, had personal conversations to me. Those stories right there, that's the gold to me. I want to know everything I can know, because, you know, it's fun. It's fun to hear those type of stories. You know, everybody's got a different perspective on what they think, you know, and what they saw, and, you know, how, you know, Jordan basically affected their life. He definitely affected the economy. Look, them Jordans are still selling to this day like hotcakes. I mean, I got a page up myself, Baddest Kicks for You, on Instagram. Y'all need to check it out, by the way. Hit me up on there. But I'm telling you, Jordan culture, I don't think will ever die. He's the standard for basketball. He's the standard for the NBA. If they ever do change the NBA logo, it definitely should be him. You know, so, you know, I think that Jordan will go down, and he already has, as one of the greatest players ever to play in the NBA. That's for sure. But you know, I also want to see the personal side of him. I want to see. That's what I guess I'm more interested in seeing, is the personal side. Everybody knows the history. Everybody knows, you know, he won 6 championships and all that. But I like to see I love the behind the scenes, where you get to see what kind of man he was, get to see a little bit about his family, get to see a little bit about his business dealings and things like that. That's the part, you know, and like I said, the personal stories, the locker room talk, the trash talking, super entertaining. So I hope y'all enjoy it as much as I do. Again, hit me back up if y'all want to talk about this with me some more. I invite all my friends from Facebook, all my friends from Instagram. Hit me up after I post this and let me know what you think. I know I talked your ear off 16 minutes straight now, but listen, that's what I do. So I'm a podcaster. I give the people what they want. I keep them entertained. All right. All right. Y'all have a great day. And let's talk. Let's talk more about, you know, The Last Dance. And as these episodes progress, I'll be back once a week with another podcast. All right. Y'all be blessed. I'll holla at y'all. Peace out.